KBBS, 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming through our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. Joining me in studio right now, Kate Harness and Lisa Norman. We're talking about The Right Road. Ladies first, thank you for joining me here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. So, The Right Road. Now, I believe this used to be called, was it Impact 307?
It was called Freshman Impact.
Oh, Freshman Impact. Yes. Okay. So, tell us exactly what this is. Who is The Right Road? What's the organization?
We are an organization brought to our students here in Johnson County and Sheridan County to inform and educate students about high-risk behaviors and making better choices.
Okay, and so you've got an event coming up at the high school, which, number one, we want to let people know that next Tuesday when they see sirens and stuff going on at the high school, there's nothing wrong, it's a drill, it's this program. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Well, the students that will be invited this year come from Buffalo, KC, Arvada, Claremont, and Tongue River. So we'll have a total of 136 students, and they will come into our school. We welcome them there, and through the morning we show them a texting and driving video. We talk all day about distracted driving, about seatbelt safety. They will go through seven stations in the morning: fire and medical, seatbelt safety, one on mental health and suicide, one on consent, about relationships, no means no, impaired driving obstacle course, where they wear drunk goggles and try to navigate a course with vision impairment, one on drug awareness, and then we have one on internet safety, sexting, texting, gaming, and then they break for lunch, and then
there's we have a guest speaker who's coming to this time. He's going to talk about the risks of distracted driving. He was a FedEx driver and happened to be on his route, glanced at his GPS phone, and unbeknownst to him, smashed into the back of another vehicle, and actually that resulted in a fatality. Wow. So he's going to talk about how easy it is, just when you really think you're on your game and you're doing exactly what you think, that everything can just change your life in a split second. And he's going to not only talk about the legal consequences of that and what happened to him, but also just the lifelong burden.
And you know, we always hear about don't drive under the influence of alcohol and drugs, of course, but distracted driving has become a major problem. Everybody's got their phones. Most people are addicted to their phones, so they want to keep looking at them. If someone texts, they don't want to wait 10 minutes so they get where they are. They want to pick it up now, and that is quite an issue right now, especially with young drivers.
Absolutely. That's one of the kind of the key messages that runs through the whole day, is just how quickly very small day-to-day activities that we all indulge in, that we all do on a regular basis, we all think are normal, can actually completely be life-changing in a nanosecond. Then after that, the kids, some of the upperclassmen, have created a skit, which is about a party scene that they have created, which they feel is pretty similar to what they might be experiencing in their own high school peer group right now. And that results in a few just very simple, as I say, just very simple wrong choices. Somebody decides to get in a car while they're impaired. They don't think that they're that impaired. And it ends up in a fatality with another one of the passengers, who's also a high school student, you know, is now paraplegic and is in a wheelchair for the rest of their life. And we play through that, and we really ram it home to the students by taking it through a very graphic mock exercise. There is a reenactment out in the parking lot, and they really get to see what then unfolds is the first response. And ambulance and law enforcement come in, and they just get to see exactly how the whole thing would play out. They then return back into the building, and there is a funeral, a mock funeral. The parents of the deceased student are advised, which is always a very emotional moment. There is a mock funeral, and then there is a mock sentencing as well. And that wraps up the day, pretty much. We have a sort of debriefing period with the students before they all leave, but it's a long and impactful day where they're just constantly being bombarded with all sorts of information that they know, but it's done in one condensed, long day, really putting forward to them the consequences of choices.
Absolutely. I think we're getting a little hail here. I can hear it hitting the roof.
Well, it's like jolly old England, isn't it?
We're doing the interview here. So this is all going to happen on Tuesday. Is it then? Is there going to be emergency vehicles up there throughout most of the day on Tuesday?
There, in the morning is when we have our stations. There will be no entrance or exit into the high school for that full day. Our parking lots are all being utilized for the exercises. And then in the afternoon, as Kate said, we will have the facilitated mock crash, which brings in fire, highway patrol, police, sheriff, and a life flight helicopter. So
that's the one we want to let people know. There's no emergency.
Yes.
On Tuesday afternoon when that happens, it's all part of the skit, all part of the program.
That's correct.
Okay. You know, one thing you mentioned was people getting behind the wheel, not thinking they're as impaired as they are. And that's, you know, we've seen a big push over the last decade or so with buzz driving is drunk driving, because you don't have to be fall down drunk. If you're buzzed, it's going to impair your decision making, number one, and your time or speed to make decisions and react.
Right. And we're dealing with an age with these students where some of the frontal cortex capacity is not really engaged yet. They're still very much in the moment, in the excitement, in the adrenaline, in the hormones. And so, you know, yes, all of us can be affected by that at any age, but certainly it's a higher risk for a brand new driver, no experience, possibly more affected by some of these things because of their their size and weight and age and all of those things. And alcohol is still one of the bigger ones. Honestly, the statistics are showing, though, that distracted driving with teens has risen to the highest for fatalities and traffic issues.
Because most of them don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you hear from the FedEx guy, as you mentioned, Caden, and it's sometimes it's probably impactful for them to hear from someone who's actually been through it. And obviously, in this guy's case, there was a fatality in that accident. Like, that's a serious deal.
Absolutely. And of course, this guy, you know, I mean, he is the poster child for a experienced driver. He had driven hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles. And, you know, this happened locally. It was just in the north end of our region up, you know, towards the Tongue River area. And, you would very much think that this is something that would not happen to somebody like that, that he would be. And you hear kids say, you know, it's okay, I'm a really good driver, or it's okay, I've had my license a year, or it's okay, you know, I've got this, I know what I'm doing. Well, the reality is that none of us do. When we're multitasking, we are not doing any one of our single tasks as well as we would do if we were just singularly focused on that.
Absolutely. And I don't know how long either of you have been with the program and done this at the high school, but if you've been there, you know, more than just this year, what type of response have you gotten from the kids that have been through the program?
Well, Lisa brought the program here, and I've always been associated with it, but Lisa was this one who spearheaded and brought this program here. This is the sixth year. We had a break for COVID, but I think each year we've refined it and done better with it, and we hope to improve it and make it more relevant. This year it's for sophomores because we feel that they're exactly as it was last year, but we feel that's exactly the right age where they're just beginning to learn to drive and get that extra independence.
Absolutely.
And we do get feedback from parents, really, even the volunteers. Amazingly, we have 101 volunteers this year that are involved out of this community to make this thing happen. So we are so lucky to live in a community like this. The whole thing is funded by donors, both business and private citizens. And every year, I started this in 2017, I have never, ever been turned away. And we all know that our small businesses get asked often for donations, and they just keep reaching. So really, it's everyone that's putting this on. It's 101 of the busiest people in Johnson County that we can depend on to make this happen.
Absolutely. And Lisa, earlier you had mentioned something about, you know, when kids this age, a lot of times they're thinking more about right now than consequences and the future. And I would imagine having things like the sentencing, the funeral, seeing the kid laying there in a casket, I'm assuming you go to that length.
It's just the casket itself. We don't have them in it. But yes, absolutely. I mean, our children, our society, lives a big part of our lives on a screen, which disassociates actual human emotion or contact. And so that's a big...
Or consequence.
Cabin. Right. Both. Absolutely. And honestly, I mean, the statistics about all the violent acts and sexual acts and everything that a child has witnessed on a screen by the time they're entering kindergarten is horrifying. And so there's this disassociation of, as you say, consequences. So this is a day that imprints visual memories to them and feelings. It's very much a triggering day of emotions for a lot of kids. So that's powerful.
And to add to that, not only are they seeing these things actually played out by people in front of them, but it's also people that they know and are associated with. I mean, it's very likely that, you know, it's a friend of theirs' dad who's the guy who's kind of, you know, showing up as either some kind of first responder or is involved in some capacity or whatever. And I think that also adds an extra dimension.
Yes, a lot of our volunteers are the visible people in our community. We have our law enforcement is 100% behind this. We have our police department, sheriff department, highway patrol, volunteer firemen, our ambulance crew. You know,
well, those are all the ones that are going to be involved when something does happen.
They
right?
are. So it's nice that they are seen in that capacity, but they're also humanized, that they're dads and their uncles and their grandparents. And we tell the kids that morning, like, lest you ever feel like you are not cared for in this place, look around you today in this auditorium. There are 101 people that have made you their priority for quite some time to make this happen today.
Definitely. Is there any information you guys wanted to get out there that we haven't hit yet this morning?
We just thank the community, those that we don't get to thank personally for being a part of this. Obviously, our donors that are a huge part of making this happen to pay for the expenses of feeding 225 people that day. And the school district, our superintendent, Charles Oskey, has been unbelievably supportive of this. The staff at Buffalo High School has also really welcomed us to their facility in making this happen. The outlying schools that come in. Really, if you're interested in it, we will be. It's an annual program. It happens every year towards the end of September, beginning of October. We welcome community involvement. Obviously, we really want the sophomore parents to be involved. And so if people are interested in that, really right now our only contact is to come through the school.
Okay.
But yes, we absolutely welcome any people to be a part of it. And if you've missed out this year, contact us next year.
Great. And again, the Wright Road, they're going to have the program next Tuesday, the 26th. So when you see emergency vehicles at the high school that afternoon, it is just for this program. There is no emergency. They don't need to call and find out if their kids are okay. They're okay. Talking with Kate Harness and Lisa Norman with the Wright Road. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.